An invasive insect made its way into some wreaths and other evergreen decorations across Wisconsin this holiday season. The tiny pest is called the elongate hemlock scale. The invader hasn't spread to Wisconsin's forests, and state agriculture officials hope to keep it that way. So they're asking people who purchased wreaths and boughs to burn them or bag them and put them in the trash. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Donna Gilson is spokesperson for the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She understands it might be foreign to some people to throw their wreaths and other evergreen decorations into a bag and then toss the sack into the trash, but says the environmental threat posed by the resilient, mite-sized invader warrants it.
They can get through a Wisconsin winter. They get through Maine winters. Would you rather have them go and invest your evergreen trees, your neighbor's evergreen trees, the evergreen trees in the park, and eventually hemlock forest and other evergreen forest in the north woods? I don't think anyone thinks that would be environmentally sustainable either.
The pest, elongate hemlock scale, or EHS, is so small you can barely see it, unless you've got a microscope. What is visible is little brown dots on the underside of the infected evergreen needle. The insect forms brown scales to cover and protect itself. Gilson says although EHS doesn't kill evergreen trees, it weakens them. So when the next pest or disease comes along, the tree will likely succumb.
The other reason that we're concerned is that it will attack up to about 40 different species of conifers or evergreen trees, including many of the species of fir and spruce. And that is the lifeblood of our Christmas tree industry.
So where did EHS come from? Gilson says the insect is native to Asia, but has made its way to the United States.
They have become pretty well established along the eastern seaboard for quite a number of years. The immediate source this time, though, was from North Carolina.
Gilson says although Wisconsin boasts many Christmas tree farms, larger store chains often ship in trees, along with boughs and wreaths, from other states. This season, North Carolina suppliers stocked stores in Wisconsin, including Menards, Home Depot, Pick and Save, Steins, and Kmart. Some were found to contain EHS. But Gilson cautions they may not have been the only stores with tainted greenery.
The only way to really be certain is if you bought your wreath or door swag, bought it from a Wisconsin Christmas tree farm, then you know that it's not going to have EHS on it.
This might be confusing, but the agency's warning does not apply to Christmas trees, even if they came from out of state. So Gilson says you can dispose of your tree as you normally do, for instance, compost it or put it out for the city to pick up. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.